It began in the courtyard of San Antonio's Spanish Governor's Palace with a procession featuring a flag bearer in period costume carrying an emerald green flag. A Native American man in traditional dress led a small crowd and passers-by on the street in an Indian prayer to the four corners of the universe.
Lejo, lejo, amoen. Welcome, good ancestors of the land. Welcome you, my relatives. Thank you, grandfather, for this innate ability figure things out.
In 1813, 23 years before the Battle of the Alamo, Mexican revolutionary Bernardo Gutierrez de Lara and American Lieutenant Augustus McGee led an army of Indians, citizens, former Spanish soldiers, and Tejanos from Louisiana into Texas. They were determined to drive out the Spanish. The Gutierrez-McGee expedition drove further into Texas, defeating Spanish defenders. Spanish Governor Manuel María de Saucedo surrendered as the Republican Army of the North entered San Antonio, marching under their solid green flag. On April 6, 1813, Gutierrez issued a Declaration of Independence from the Kingdom of Spain and declared himself President Protector of the Provisional Government of the State of Texas. In the first Constitution of Texas, drafted a little over a week later, the province of Texas was hence to be known as the State of Texas, forming part of the Mexican Republic. Joanne Gonzalez Murphy is a direct descendant of Gutierrez, whose state of Texas lasted only a few months. Her lineage was a startling discovery, as she told the crowd.
I found this out a few years ago when my brother decided to hand me a book of a family tree. And I just realized that it had started from our families from the 1700s to the 1300s.
Murphy says that honoring Gutierrez de Lara is important to minority populations and the representation of Tejanos in history. Tejanos are the residents of Texas who were descended from the original Spanish and Mexican settlers.
Historically, I felt that Hispanics were made to feel that they were very insignificant in the history of America, of Texas. So I wanted to create awareness and let people know who are of a Spanish, Mexican, Native American ancestry, that we do have some important connection. But now our words cut like a laser, and we're just introducing another part of a history that so many of us can share now and relate to and feel proud of.
Addressing the crowd clad in period costume, historian Dan Arellano says the role of Tejanos in Texas history is overlooked and misunderstood, especially in books and documentaries.
We can no longer just sit idly by and allow these people to spread rumors about Tejanos. They made our ancestors look like butchers. They were the bad guys. They demeaned a whole group of ethnic people. That's us.
Arellano is committed to educating the state and the nation about this little-known piece of history. He lobbied the Texas legislature to have the history of the First Republic of Texas taught in schools, and it's now in the seventh grade curriculum.
But that doesn't mean that the teachers are teaching it. It's not mandatory. I think it's, what do they call it, optional or something? But there's more to the story of Texas than just the Alamo. So the history of Texas has always been written from one side, but we bring the Mexican perspective to it because we have to.
The first independent state of Texas, established that day in April, lasted only a few more months. The Spanish defeated the Republican Army of the North at the August 1813 Battle of Medina, the deadliest battle in Texas history. But short-lived as it was, Gutierrez's victory laid the groundwork for the battles to come, the ones we do read about in history books. I'm Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.